But that will never happen. For the Breakers have been set free to wander, and there's no more need of children to feed their talented heads. And now, look you. At last comes what the lady has waited for all this long day, and the day before, and the day before that, when Ted Brodigan, Dinky Earnshaw, and a few others, not Sheamy, he's gone into the clearing at the end of the path, say sorry, bade her goodbye. The door of the Dogon opens, and a man comes out. The first thing she sees is that his limp is gone. Next, she notices his new blue jeans and shirt. Nifty duds, but he's otherwise as ill-prepared for this cold weather as she is. In his arms, the newcomer holds a furry animal with its ears cocked. That much is well, but the boy who should be holding the animal is absent. No boy. And her heart fills with sorrow. Not surprise, however, because she has known, just as yonder man, yonder cherry man, would have known had she been the one to pass from the path. She slips down from her seat on her hands and the stumps of her legs. She hoists herself off the boardwalk and into the street. There she raises her hand and waves it over her head. "Roland," she cries. "Hey, gunslinger, I'm over here." He sees her and waves back. Then he bends and puts down the animal. Oi races toward her, hell-bent for election, head down, ears flat against his skull, running with the speed and low-slung, leaping grace of a weasel on a crust of snow. While he's still 7 feet away from her, seven at least, he jumps into the air, his shadow flying fleetly over the packed dirt of the street. She grabs him like a deep receiver hauling in a Hail Mary pass. The force of his forward motion knocks the breath from her and bowls her over in a puff of dust, but the first breath she's able to take in goes back out as laughter. She's still laughing as he stands with his stubby front legs on her chest and his stubby rear ones on her belly, ears up, squiggly tail wagging, licking her cheeks, her nose, her eyes.